Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. I misplaced my tongue this weekend. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on July the 18th. It's going to be a great day today. It's going to be a little bit cooler. And we are here for the week. And, of course, we're joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Now, I understand you had a busy weekend there, Bad Bob.
Well, we thought it was going to be a nice, relaxing weekend. Last minute on Friday, we got a call from the producer of the show at the Cascade over the weekend, the San Francisco Gibbons Chorus, and they asked us to
come. He wanted you to sing lead?
No.
So what happened?
Well, we got asked to bring our cameras over, and he wanted to do. He wanted some high-def cameras to come over and video the event. He had a total of five cameras. Actually, my company, Belongi Entertainment, had two cameras, and then he went around town, found some other folks. So,
wow.
He gets to put it all together. We're not going to do any of the editing, just hand over the footage. So,
okay.
So how was it?
The show was interesting. When you're doing one of these things as a camera person, you don't really watch the show, you're watching your shot. So missed a lot, but I understand that the Patsy Cline bit, the part of it that I watched, just had me about losing the shot because I was laughing so hard. It was a well-done show. All the political considerations aside, the production value was the equal of anything you would see down in the city. It was
right.
very, very good show.
Were they making political comments?
Very, very minimal. Very, very minimal. It was just a good, enjoyable show.
Okay. How many people were there?
I'd say the house was about 70%.
Oh, nice.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. You know, we're getting 70% houses for a lot of things because things are tough out there.
And a lot going on.
And speaking of a lot going on, here she is, Linda.
Well, good morning. It's Monday. Oh, yeah. I just have to, you know, like tap myself to make sure I'm here. 62 degrees. Actually, it's just, you know, a nice nice morning. We do have a chance of a slight chance of thunderstorms, according to the forecast today. We've got what it says is today a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. Mostly sunny today, though, with a high near 83, calm wind becoming south between 13 and 16 miles per hour. Winds could get gusty up to 23. So I don't know. Is that good sailing weather?
Yeah, it is.
It could be.
You can lean over.
But, although you don't want to be out on the lake with a thunderstorm rolling up.
Yeah, I mean, it's gusty. I mean,
it's kind of tonight you got a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11, of course, 11 p.m. Then a light chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with a low of around 63. So tonight we have chance of showers as well. Tomorrow the forecast looks like another 20% chance of showers. And Tuesday night mostly clear. The weather's always brought to you and by Anselmo Weathers. Anselmo Weather. Saturday night, I had the great pleasure. It was really fun to be up there with the trio, and we were on the deck, and it was beautiful. It was breezy to sing jazz with the great trio and have that kind of ambiance was just really a spectacular night.
You had the sun. You had the sun setting behind you. You had you're overlooking the acres of ranch that are out there, and you all sounded just absolutely great.
Now, thank you. And this morning, just so you know, within our show, I've got a couple ticket giveaways because now that we get to the weekend, we start thinking, okay, the week, what are we going to be doing this week? We're going into our third week of July, July 18th today. Just so you know what happened on this day in history, I love to do that. I have two things to go by. It was actually in 64 that the Great Fire began that ultimately destroyed most of Rome. The Emperor Nero blamed it on Christians and began the first Roman persecution of them. In 1925, the first volume of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf was published. And in it's really weird when you think about these years of all, you know, the what these tragedies. 1936, the Spanish Civil War began in 1936.
On this date?
Yep, the stain history.
In this is not a good day.
July.
You know, we should probably take this day, July the 18th, and maybe make it 18, or no, make it 17.5.
Moving along here, 1947, President Harry Truman signed the Presidential Succession Act. And this was really good because I'll never forget this day. Where were you when the 14-year-old Romanian gymnast Nadia Comăneci earned the first perfect score, a 10? At the Olympics, and went on to score 6 more 10s and win 3 gold medals. I was in Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
And I will never forget with some girlfriends, and we squealed and we jumped up and down because I was really into gymnastics, and it was how didn't we, do you remember when she did the backbend flip off of the high bar?
No. But I've seen it several times since then.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know, you do squeal when you hear the word
great. She just pushed the notch up of anything that any gymnast had done. She was the goddess of gymnastics. Okay, before we go, every now and then a commercial jingle becomes something other than a commercial. It becomes a part of Americana. And so it goes with the Oscar Mayer Wiener jingle. Can we please close this segment with, I wish I was an Oscar Mayer Wiener. But long before the jingle song entered our lives, Carl Mayer, nephew of Oscar Mayer, invented another quaint entry into America, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
You know what? And it was just here. The Wienermobile was, I think it was down in Chico or someplace. It's 27 feet long. It's the size of like 60 hot dogs put in the
1936. The first Wienermobile rolled
around.
Out of
There's
General
two
Body.
Of them. They drive around the United States. I'm not sure what this one is.
I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
The Wienermobile. That's how you pick up your girlfriend on a date. Here, honey, let's get rolling.
Hey, honey, your date's here. He's a wiener. He's a real wiener. And you know what? Every time I see this, I think of Representative Anthony Wiener. He should be driving the Wienermobile. Oh, he already is. Okay, here we got to go. We got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott. And just remember, everybody likes that Oscar Mayer Wiener. This is Free Fire Radio.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Waterworks Park proudly presents Kids Unlimited 2011. Inspired to entertain you and committed to be the best they can be, these talented youth take to the stage at the Reading Convention Center, providing entertainment to rival any Broadway show. Support our youth, the best of the best, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, as Kids Unlimited present 4 performances of Off the Charts. Tickets are on sale now for 4 amazing performances at the Reading Convention Center box office or online at ReadingConventionCenter.com. Move over, Broadway. Here come Kids Unlimited, sponsored by Waterworks Park, KRCR News Channel 7, and Charter Media. Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Reading.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane, or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision. but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Oh, but Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot, 7:16 in the morning, July the 20th.
It's
July the 18th.
Monday. Why?
We've got to have the guy that does our intros. Just maybe go back and redo that last one.
Why?
You know what? Well, it's a little hard to understand. You know, it says, "Hey, come on down, get ready to know our shows and hosts." You know, the stuff at the end of host wasn't real clear. I'm going to go back and say, you may want to redo that for us. We're getting a lot of people starting to show up with big floppy hats and red suits. So, and it ain't Santa.
Gave you a rise. Good Monday morning to you. I know, put on bump. 7:16 in the morning. Welcome to KCNR. It is Monday morning. It feels, I don't know, it's just, you know, you start and you just, whoa. It was a big weekend, it's not a little sluggish because there's a lot going on here. We've got guests out in the lobby. I've got tickets to give away. We've got some people calling in, guests.
We want to talk about
signs. We've got a big run-through here.
Here's one of our chat rooms going at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, chat packers.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, all you have to do is go to the website and hop into the chat room. It's easy to do. And our call is at 530-605-4567. It's Monday. Come on, give us a call. Tell us what you did for the weekend. We've got kind of an open segment here till like 7:30. Then we're going to get rocking. But what about the weather?
20% chance of showers. High today of 83.
Is that 62, right?
Yes, currently 62. Low of around 63 today. Tomorrow's 87 with a low of 63. You know, we don't have a triple digit day. Do you realize
way below average,
we're like 95 on Wednesday, 97 on Thursday, 94 on Friday. We're looking at that spectacular week. Hey, before we go into any of Carl's political rant.
It's not a political rant.
Well,
how
whatever
could you say that?
Well, when you decide to sink your teeth into something, I just back off.
Well, it's like it's about signs.
Well, okay, but
Sungold started it. Sungold started it.
I thought before we would go into the signs.
Okay.
Because I want to make sure I give these tickets away and people use them. I have 2 kids unlimited tickets. And they are for the risers and, let's see, for any performance. So 605-4567, call in this morning and you're going to get your kids unlimited tickets. Definitely want to go check out that show. I've got two. So
got 2 tickets for Kids Unlimited. Just give us a call, 605-4567. Okay, now we're not going to say anything until somebody calls. Okay, let's talk about signs. Right. Sungold sent us in something. She had city workers out putting new signs in her neighborhood. And ordinarily you would think, hey, that's pretty cool. You know, our city workers are there and busy and we can't read the signs. And who wants to drive down streets and you don't know what the signs say? Wrong, wrong, wrong. What it was, it's a federally mandated order that the signs, so let me get my computer back up here, that the signs have to be uppercase and lowercase. And she said, they're up Friday putting up the new federally mandated street signs. Nothing was wrong with the old ones, but the feds want upper and lowercase letters among reflective signs. Now, we don't have enough problems out there that we're not, now we're replacing perfectly good signs with reflective signs. I mean, they've got to have upper, lowercase. I don't understand this. Understand the basis for this, Bad Bob. You must understand this. Somebody, please, somebody.
Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the sign?
sometimes.
That's it? That's the explanation? That's the explanation? A song from back where it's a feel-good song? Is that what... Well, wait a minute. Maybe you're right. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe the government just wants you to feel good about the signs outside your house that make no sense, except let's just spend more money. Is this a shovel-ready thing? Where do they get these signs from? Prisons? I don't know. They get license plates from prisons, don't they? I mean...
They used to.
Why do they do these? Why do we do these things?
I don't know. That's just, you know, that
Jay just won the tickets, and he has a comment. Okay. Well, if you thought he had a comment,
well,
he's coming back.
Jay wants to call back. Jay has kids, and if he wants to bring his kids, girls, to the, I'll throw in a couple extra two tickets.
Okay,
you
Jay,
take
you
his get, family.
You can take your family. We'll throw in another ticket or two. All right, hey Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, now I understand why we can't get that Social Security money out, because we need grammatically correct signs. How could I have been so wrong?
Well, you know what? It's going to be tough, you know, getting that late Social Security check. You know, my depends are running out, the whole thing. You know, it's a
but
whole...
But the good news is you will have a grammatically correct sign, my friend. Have no worries.
What does that mean? Does that mean placer? Maybe placer. Is it going to be phonetically? You know what? Maybe it'll be phonetically spelled. So you can read it and you go placer or...
Well, my GPS called it placer.
Prather, you know. What happens when you get to...
Can we try this into that whole Rome burning thing? You know, you see Nero. Can somebody get Obama a fiddle?
Oh, come on. Let's just add something else on to what we're doing.
Why does he need a fiddle when he's got Beyonce over there?
Yeah, well, I tell you what. This is, you know... You know, it's just one more thing that, you know, at a certain point, people just, you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to make us laugh ourselves into just not caring by doing considerably.
I'm not laughing. I'm crying.
Yeah, by doing considerably stupider things every time you turn around. Hey, I got a great idea. Let's take 1,000 weapons, let them go across the border to Mexico, make sure they're delivered to drug lords. This way, we can track them. Wait a minute. Do we have a system on the other side to track them? Oh, no. No, we don't. But, hey, this it sounds like a
my
good
bad.
Idea. Yeah. Yeah. My bad.
Hey, Jay.
Have a great day, guys.
No, don't go anywhere yet.
Okay.
You have your two daughters. By the way, this is Jeb. Excuse me. This is Jay, our yellow. I was throwing the words together. Our yellow cab expert and man about town. I'm going to give you 4 tickets because this is a performance you really should take your girls to. They'll really enjoy it. And, you know, I think the youngest performer on stage is 2.
I'm sorry, I was distracted. Would you say that again?
I think the youngest performer on stage is 2, so kids got love the show. So I'm going to give you 4 tickets.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much. You know, my little one, Daniela, who you've met, she absolutely loves the dance. She just loves it. She loves to sing, too, but she has a father's voice, so I think she should stick with dancing. She'll love that. Thank you
well,
so much.
Well, absolutely, and it's a wonderful coming together of all these kids are from the community, so you'll see a great show. We're going to take a break. Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
All right, Jay. Great. Come pick the tickets up. And, you know, we're going to have to take a break here right now. Monday morning, 62 degrees. It is 7:23. You are listening to Carl and Linda Vaught here on KCNR 1460.
Place your bets and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? 3-card poker, 4-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Media, right here on KCNR 1460. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567, and it's July the 18th at 727. We have a guest.
A birthday guy.
Birthday guy and a very special person. If you live in Reading, this, you know Jumbo.
This man is an institution. He has been in the broadcast. How many years, actually, Jumbo?
This is 52.
52, and today you are 71 years young.
71.
And we just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, you and your lovely bride. And you have three sons.
10 grandchildren.
And just a happy...
10 grandchildren.
You know, we share a studio, actually a space, with KLXR and Jimbo and Sue are there in the mornings. And I have to say that just seeing you every day, you're kind and considerate.
Well, thank
and
you.
A wonderful person to be. Great roommate.
Great roommate.
Well, you and I worked together off and on over the years for quite a while.
You know, and I've known you since I've come into town, and you have always been a completely class act. Everything you've done has been exceptional, and you know, you look at you, and nothing ever seems to ever perturb you. Maybe it does, but you'll never. I can name a couple that I've seen, but it has nothing to do with the with our station or anything. I mean, you've always been the person that is mellow, that puts out the music, puts out what's happening in town, and is the person to go to.
And loved what I did all these years. I remember the first time I went on, it was in 1959. I was in Stockton and went on the air on the college radio. I was on AM and FM, and I thought, this is really what I want to do.
And you've done it.
I've done it.
And you've done it in a great way.
Maybe I can do it another 20 years.
I think so. And people that, you know, everybody sees you around town, Jimbo, but if they haven't, 71 years
you're
old.
Ageless. You're
ageless. Yeah, you are. You're ageless.
Your voice is ageless. Your energy is ageless.
I wish I looked as good as you now.
It's a lot of vitamin C and vodka, not always in that order.
And a lovely bride you guys are just great lovers.
Okay. Happy birthday, Jimbo.
And thank you for bringing me over here.
Absolutely. Oh, we adore you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, we got to take a break here for the news. This is Carl on the Bob. That was Jimbo. He was he is an institution.
Jim Albertson.
And a gem of a guy.
Yep.
Hey, we're going to take the news. When we come back, we're going to be talking some lung affair stuff.
From the Fox Business Network, concerns over the U.S. debt ceiling and the European debt crisis taking a toll on Wall Street. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 100 points. The Assistant Commissioner of London's Metropolitan Police has resigned over his role in the News Corp phone hacking probe. In 2009, John Yates decided against reopening an investigation into alleged phone hacking by journalists at News of the World newspaper. Yates is the second senior official in the UK Police Department to leave his post during the scandal. The head of Scotland Yard stepped down yesterday. News Corp is the parent company of the Fox Business Network. And the U.S. economy is now predicted to grow more slowly than economists first thought. That's according to the National Association of Business Economists. Only 11% of economists surveyed think GDP growth for 2011 will be above 3%. Twice that many think it will be below 2%. Those are big changes from the last survey. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change. It'll cover everything that your car needs for a scheduled maintenance service.
Get the Works Fuel Saver Package for $29.95 or less with $10 rebate, only at your Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that?
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 83111.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palo Cedro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palo Cedro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palocedrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table, and get peace of mind today for less.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Vaught, 7:35 in the morning on July the 18th at 62 degrees. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. We're also chatting and streaming at KCNR1460.com. The chat room's up. We were talking. We started out with the signs there, which gets everybody going, and we go into other things. Our guest now is calling in.
Well, before we go to our guest, I would like to say this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive. We have Espresso Joe's inside of Tobacco and Brew, and Joe and Shelley. As a matter of fact, we were over there on Friday, and
that's right.
They had the MIAP Veterans Fundraiser. So we want to thank a lot of our listeners who came donated to the Moving Veteran Wall. So thanks so much for that, and again for Joe and Shelley, and you know, we saw all our guys out there, a lot of the Patriot Guard riders and Missing in America. Everybody comes together for these general veteran causes and to help raise funds. So it's really heartwarming.
Well, we're going to get into we're going to talk about veterans issues here in the next hour about. The question being, is the VA at war with the veterans? But, what you just said was absolutely right about how, Joe and Shelley over there at Tobacco and Brew, people come in there, and they come in and they came together and they give money, and it's to help the veteran causes. And you can't say enough about that, and Joe and Shelley, but we got to see people that we haven't seen in a while.
We'll talk about somebody, which is our segue into our next segment here, somebody who puts their money where their mouth is a guy by the name of Aaron Dasani. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Aaron has taken on now the role of the president of the Benton Dog Park Association. And I know from being involved before that it's really a big deal about having an association to be able to, take care of the park, look after the park so that the park doesn't go back. It's a body of people so that it doesn't go back to the city. Therefore, you do have a voice in it. So that means you've got to show up. And, of course, we use the doggy park. We love to take Snooki up there, and we met Aaron up there years ago with his two dogs, but now we have a new order, and Aaron is the president of the doggy park. So tell us what you use these few minutes here to talk about what you want our listeners to know.
Oh, well, tomorrow night, Tuesday the 19th, we've got the evening in the park coming up. Haven Humane will be there. And they will be discussing licensing, vaccinations, and the like. They'll be there to answer any questions that anybody may have. Dr. Ray John and Captain Leanne Smith will both be there, from what I've been told. And then we'll also have the Benton Dog Park Association Board of Directors. And we'll be there to answer questions about what we do, what the association does, and some of the projects that we've got going on, and we'll be there updating member information, signing up new members for the association, and we've got a pet promise that we're going to be asking people to sign.
And what does the pet promise mean?
It's talking about, deals with the local city ordinances and what we all, as park goers, commit to giving each other.
All right, so go ahead. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so it sounded like you dropped off for a moment. So it's promising each other about what, like cleaning up your dog's poop?
Correct.
Making sure that you...
Cleaning up for your pets, cleaning up after yourself, following the local city ordinances.
I mean, what's really funny, Bob turns around, but here's the truth. When you're out there, everybody kind of sits in a circle. The dogs just kind of, and people don't really know each other's names, but they sure certainly know their dogs' names.
We all know you by your dog.
All know you by your dog. And it's really, I kind of like call it the doggy park cheers, because you kind of saddle up next to somebody in a chair, and you're a stranger, and it's really about the dogs enjoying themselves and having a place to run free and socialize. And we all kind of out of the corner of eyes looking to see, and if they go potty, there's bags up there to make sure that you clean up after your pet. And we pretty much don't have a problem if somebody looks and doesn't see that their dog's made a mess. Your dog was over there and made a mess. So, that's kind of probably one of the things on the promissory note, correct?
Definitely. It's, we all look after each other and our dogs.
Okay, well, what is changing? What's going on with the city or the changes, perhaps, with the association involved in the city that we need to know about? And this helps people want to be there.
Well, we've got several projects going. We're trying to get everybody motivated and get everybody involved. We're going to be putting in a walking path. We took on a little bit of a project here. I think we're going to spread it over a couple years. So we're going to be doing some fundraising for that. We've got a dog-a-thon that we're going to be announcing coming up in the next couple months. And, you know, various fundraising. We're going to be doing the Halloween costume contest again this year.
What date is that going to be?
I believe that's about October 30th.
Okay, so will that be on the bridge or in the park?
That will be in the park, and the walk-a-thon will be down at the river trail down at the bridge.
Well, wonderful. And Aaron, always call in and let us know what's happening. We support what you're doing, and I think it's a great thing. So tomorrow night is probably the first of many meetings at, of course, Ray John at Cave and Humane will be there. What's the title again?
It's Evening in the Park, and that's starting at 6:30, lasting until the last dog leaves.
To the last dog leaves. Love it. Okay, Aaron DeSoni, thank you so much for being on KCNR. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Great. Thank you very
Thanks.
Much. Have a great morning.
All right. Thank you.
Coming up, we have Melissa Britton, who is a professor of nursing at Simpson College, also the recipient of Medical Heroes Award. Sarah Erickson, a Lung Affair founder, also worked at the Pace Cancer Center. And so we're going to always make sure that we keep you informed. We put faces on people here in the North State that are working with cancer patients, recipients, and survivors. We'll be right back after these messages.
Music is in the air and dinner is being served every Friday and Saturday night on the patio at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Discover the unbeatable combination of great food, refreshing beverages, good friends, and live patio music in the cool comfort of C.R. Gibbs outside patio Friday and Saturday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. C.R. Gibbs American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen, whether for Sunday brunch served 10 to 2 p.m., Nutsy Hour every day from 4 to 6 p.m., dinner inside the restaurant, or all of the above on the outside patio. C.R. Gibbs' extensive menu includes salads, seasonal entrees, C.R. Gibbs' famous fish tacos, peel and eat shrimp bowl, and so much more. And of course, you can always top off your meal with a special C.R. Gibbs dessert. Join us on the patio this Friday and Saturday for music and dining, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Jasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Reading.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning, KCNR 1460. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. The chat pack room is alive and well, and Carl is in there just answering. You know, I can hear that.
That's because when I type, there has to be a fire extinguisher next to me. I type so fast, those keys get going, so it's such a blur. And then, of course, these people go, I can't read what you're saying. Everything's misspelled in lower cases. And I'm going,
well, after you got a 10 in Dancing with the Stars, I mean, after that, you know, everything's downhill.
You don't have to keep bringing that up every week, but look, here's another $20. And, Bob, that reminds me. Okay, let's just talk about it just for a second. You know, people have already been putting YouTubes up of Dancing with the Stars. So Chris Resnick has already got two up there, and then there's people from the other place. Everybody's got like 10 or 15 views on YouTube. You know, I think Donnie Greenberg had like 800, but everybody else has got like 15, 10,
Carl's
15,
not up
20.
Yet.
I'm not up. But here's, get this. This Cheetah Johnson dancing.
Three years ago, dancing the
disco gets 3,847. Why is that, Bad Bob?
I wonder why.
Anyway,
she has such a fan base.
Hey, we've
we'll
got some really
Cheetah.
Cool guests
yeah.
here now.
We definitely do. And in the house right now, please welcome Melissa Britton, who is an A&P professor of nursing at Simpson College and is also the recipient of the Medical Heroes Award. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
That's you.
Yes.
That's you. And also along with Melissa is Sarah Erickson, who is also a Lung Affair founder, worked at the Pace Cancer Center.
Yes.
Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
All right. Now, we're here. You're here this morning for a few reasons. We're talking about a couple fundraisers that are coming up. But Melissa, what is A&P?
Adult Nurse Practitioner. I went to school at UC San Francisco. I have a master's degree. And I practiced here in Redding, California. I worked for two pulmonologists, Dr. Rafael Loprosio and Dr. Everett Trevor here in town for a while. I'm currently a cancer patient myself, and so I've had to retire from my nurse practitioner practice, but I continue to teach for Simpson University.
We love the institution. So here you're going through the process, and yet... while you go through the process, the passion is within you to teach others what the process is.
Correct. So I also am a patient of Dr. Danukas here at Pace Cancer Center, and I'd like to feel that I'm also a benefit to the other patients that I receive chemotherapy with, and we have our sort of open discussions during chemotherapy about dealing with side effects of chemotherapy, and also just boosting morale and cancer patients. Attitude has a great benefit of the treatment of cancer, and the better the patient's attitude is, the better their treatment process is, and they do better in the long run.
Was it a surprise for you? I mean, we didn't talk about, you know, taboo subjects or anything like that before you came on, so I'm hoping this is okay, but when you were diagnosed, mm-hmm. were you teaching?
Yes, I was, as a matter of fact.
So did mm-hmm. you have any indication, or just all of a sudden it's like, wow, here I am, I'm teaching about, you know, what happens when you get cancer, and now I'm dealing with that process.
Like any form of chronic illness, you start with sometimes some symptoms that are not necessarily directly related. Like my symptoms at first, I thought I might have gallbladder issues. And then during the diagnosis of looking for one thing, they found that I did have cancer, and so I was diagnosed with cancer.
Okay.
So, and I'm very upfront with all my students. I talk about my cancer and that I'm under cancer treatment, and sometimes I'm not during class. I don't feel so well, and sometimes I feel great. So we just take every day at a time.
Well, you have to do that with anything. And you
correct.
Know, and what you said about attitude is so important. The attitude of a person that's, you know, that's involved with any type of life event that can be so strenuous and can have such an impact on your attitude. And your attitude is, just by listening to you and watching you, is so good. So I imagine that when you're there, you're cheering. You're like the cheerleader for a lot of people down there.
Definitely.
I would like to think so.
Yeah, definitely. She's definitely a huge influence, not only on the patients, but the staff as well, as far as encouragement and people looking up to her, you know, wanting to be just like her and be that strong.
So our guest is Melissa Britton, who is, again, the professor at nursing at Simpson College, and also Sarah Erickson. We're going to take a break when we come back. We always like to put the names and the faces together of our people in the community and what people are going through, what we can do to help, fundraisers, what the fundraisers are about, what the A Lung Affair founder does, what that means. So if you have questions in your chat room, please do email us at kcnr1460.com. And also, if you feel like calling 605-4567, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages on KCNR.
On down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR, 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by The Fly Shop, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Links, Clear Creek Sports Club, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR1460 at 7:55 in the morning. Carl Linda Baugh, July the 18th.
Monday.
Good morning. Monday. Only 7 more working days till Monday. What can I say?
Oh, my gosh. It was a whirlwind weekend, but we're really happy to be back here.
Oh, we always are happy Mondays. We come to work and all that. We like that. We have a big week here planned up.
Yeah, we've got a really great week ahead of us with weather, too. But there's a slight chance of thunderstorms today, about 20%, with a high of 83. And tonight, chance of showers with a low around 63. This week, all week, we're in 87s, 95s, no triple digits. We love that. We have a slight chance of thunderstorms after 11 o'clock. So that's really good. Our guest this morning for this last segment is Melissa Britton, who is an A&P professor of nursing. I would say A&P. What does that stand for?
Adult Nurse Practitioner.
Got it. At Simpson College, and she is also, Melissa, is the recipient of the Medal Heroes Award. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, Reading just recently, Record Searchlight and Shasta Regional Medical Center and Mercy Medical Center just recently sponsored a recognition of healthcare providers in our community. There were actually 30 of us. They received 200-plus nominations for people who provide medical services at different levels in the community, and I was lucky enough to be one of the award recipients. They had a lovely reception down at Turtle Bay, and we were given recognition and a lovely certificate of award. As well as the notoriety and the Record Searchlight.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice, nice. And as well, we have Sarah Erickson, who is here also with the Affair founder, Lung Affair founder, and works at the Pace Cancer Center. We were talking about a couple fundraisers coming up, and we were talking about lung cancer is the number one killer of cancers. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it kills more people than more people than breast and colon and prostate combined.
Combined,
yeah. And you actually get more diagnoses of breast and colon cancer, but lung cancer has a number one mortality rate.
So how does that happen? You go into, is it something that when you have your blood chart done that is it something that you can't indicate? Is it hard to indicate it right off? Or?
There is no blood test for it. Typically what happens these days, patients come in either spitting up blood, coughing up blood, maybe some chest pain, and then they get a chest x-ray or something like that. And even sometimes that chest x-ray is not enough to diagnose it. But there's no other screening tool quite yet. There's some studies going on that are looking very promising to get a new CT screening going, but we're still waiting on the final approval for that.
Well, I know that you should probably get every time you get a physical, should you get a chest X-ray? Is it that fast? I mean, if you get one once a year?
That depends. I'll let Melissa talk, but that depends on individual basis.
Yeah. The greatest risk for lung cancer is smoking. If you are smoking, I would definitely recommend that you have a routine chest x-ray every year if you are a smoker. If you are a smoker, there's about 10% of the population who are non-smokers who also have lung cancer. Lung cancer has a 60% mortality rate. But with early detection and treatment, people can live a number of years as well as there's still a cure. The earlier the detection is, the greater, depending on the type of lung cancer you have, the greater your chance for cure is. So if you are a smoker, that definitely raises your risk for lung cancer. So our promotion is to not smoke, not ever start smoking, and if you're currently a smoker, make every effort to quit.
Well, then how do we find out, we've got about 1 minute left, what are the signs?
Sometimes you have no symptoms at all, but the most common sign is a chronic nagging cough that doesn't go away. If you're spitting up blood, most people, that scares them enough that they...
That would bother me right away.
Right, that they will go to the doctor. But it's that little nagging cough that people put up with. They think they're allergies or whatever is going on, or maybe they are a smoker and it's just a smoking cough.
All right, ladies, we're so happy to have you on. Please let us know when the fundraiser happens, when you've got dates set. We would love to really cover that.
Definitely, for sure. I'll have a date by next time.
All right. We're going to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott here. You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Should it be mandatory that the budget is balanced in Washington? Republican Senator Orrin Hatch thinks so.
It's apparent that the Congress just is incapable of living within its means.
He supports a House GOP plan that Democrats don't like in the Senate. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
If you can't get an agreement, why not an amendment? That seems to be the reasoning as House Republicans bring up their cut, cap, and balance bill this week. It would cut spending, then cap it as a percentage of the economy, and begin the process for a balanced budget amendment before allowing the debt ceiling to go up. Now, it might pass the House, but it is not expected to stand a chance in the Senate. The upper chamber instead looking at a plan B, allowing the president to raise the ceiling on his own if necessary. Dave?
Now, Mike, on Wall Street, a sell-off. The Dow's down 147 points. As gold, it's a new record, topping over $1,600 an ounce. The phone hacking and bribery scandal that shut down a British newspaper has cost another top cop his job in London, where Fox News Radio's Emily Wither is live.
Dave, first the head of Scotland Yard stepped down over the agency's role, and now the assistant commissioner, John Yates, has joined his boss. London Mayor Boris Johnson says the cops made the right call.
The nexus of questions about the relationship between the Met and the News of the World was likely to be distracting to both officers in the run-up to the Olympic Games.
Prime Minister David Cameron's delaying Parliament's summer break for an emergency session on the crisis. News Corporation is parent of Fox News, Dave.
Emily, two people who were missing after their sailboat capsized on Lake Michigan have been found dead.
They were found by a dive team operating off of the Coast Guard cutter Mackinac.
Coast Guard Petty Officer George Degner. Six others were rescued early this morning after the boat flipped over during a Chicago to Mackinac Island race. They're waving goodbye in space.
The hatches are officially closed in between Atlantis and the International Space Station.
Wrapping up a final shuttle mission there, Atlantis will undock overnight. It is scheduled to return home early Thursday morning. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now, all special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. That's a nice price break on one of the most trusted names in windows, which means you can build with the best quality products and still lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can grow a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 24th, U.S. only.
My daughter swims like she's part fish, but when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
Is a scorcher yet again today across the Midwest.
I do some work in some nursing homes, and it's going to be hot in there for them, so I worry about them. And people in general, just older people, you got to worry about them.
He's in Chicago, where it already feels like 93 degrees at 10 a.m. 11 states are under excessive heat warnings. Advisories up in five more.
Some of these temperatures are up to 15 degrees above what's normal for this time of the year. Then factor in the humidity, and it feels even hotter. Some areas have seen heat index values up to 126 degrees. So that's what it feels like when you head outdoors, when you combine the temperature and the humidity.
Fox meteorologist Maria Molina. The U.S. has a new commander in Afghanistan.
We will prevail.
General John Allen replacing General David Petraeus, who will soon take over as head of the CIA. Allen will oversee the troop withdrawal President Obama has ordered, and while they changed command today in Kabul, A bombing in eastern Afghanistan killed three NATO coalition soldiers. The father of a man who plotted to blow up New York City's subways goes on trial starting today in Brooklyn, accused of trying to cover up his son's scheme.
Mohammed Zazi is accused of obstructing justice by lying to investigators and tampering with evidence. The charges tied to his son's foiled scheme in 2009 to blow up three subway lines during rush hour in New York City. Najibullah Zazi may have to testify against his father, part of a plea deal he reached with the feds. Defense attorneys say the elder Zazi hasn't spoken to his son in nearly 2 years. In New York, Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
The signs read, 405 freeway open. Thank you, Los Angeles. Electronic freeway messages. There were fears of a huge traffic jam over the weekend and warnings of Carmageddon because of the shutdown of 405 to remove half of the Mulholland Drive freeway overpass, but that gridlock never materialized. The project completed in plenty of time for today's morning commute. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:05, July the 18th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can join our chat room, as many have. Good morning to, oh gosh, let me see, JRD and Fargan and Sunshine and Angel and, I mean, I should say Sun Gold and Angel. Max, I see you there. Okay. Good morning, all. And, of course, we're going to start this off with the weather and the beautiful Linda.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Today, 20% slight chance of thunderstorms. 83 is going to be our high temperature. It's currently 67 degrees, and tonight, 30% chance of showers. I don't know. It feels really good. I like it when it rains and it's warm outside. It's going to be a beautiful forecast for the whole week. Looks like we're into the 60s, 90s, and all of that good stuff. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Let's go to the phones. We have a caller. Good morning.
Terry.
Good morning, you two. How are you doing?
Great.
We're peachy.
Good.
What's up?
We have a nice cool week again this
week. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Anyway, tonight at the Reading Tea Party at Destiny Fellowship, formerly Bonnie View Baptist Church on 2570 Bonnie View Road, we're going to have Sam Paredes in, who is the president of the California Gun Owners Association, I believe, on the board of the NRA. So we'll get a lot of information on some of these laws that are trying to be passed or shoved through, and the truth of the ones that really are real and the ones that are just sort of BS, which is beyond stupid. So that should be happening tonight. We'll have a question and answer period, and anybody that, which is probably everybody, that loves their Second Amendment rights, come on out tonight, ask Sam questions, but he is a fantastic speaker.
So it's no longer the Bonnie View Baptist Church, huh?
No, it's now Destiny Fellowship, same location. Changed. Players remain the same, but the name has changed. And but it's the same location and everything. And it's going to be great for the church. It's more thrilled for the staff there. It's going to be great for them. It's some changes that's going to help them to do a lot of youth outreach, which will be really good.
Well, isn't that interesting?
We need that, don't we?
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Well,
we need that.
If we can catch them early, we don't have to spend so much time on them later on,
well,
time and money.
Their appearance, too, you know?
Yeah. You know, Sam Paredes is a great guy. We've had him on several times. And it's the things that are going on down in our state assembly and the Senate down there is just, you know, it's like I know LaMalfa and Nielsen are in there swinging away, but. You know, people come up with these dumb things, and the part about it that just I find just very, so repulsive is we don't have money for other things, and yet they can find money to throw out these laws that but don't put any money behind it. So who's going to do the enforcing? Who's going to pay for it? Well, you know, it ends up being the taxpayers that do it. You know, it says okay, you have to give a thumbprint every time you buy a box of ammunition 22 caliber or larger. I mean, who's going to keep track of that unless they put a tax on it? You know, and again, we go back into a tax. They can call it anything they want, but it's a tax.
Yeah, even if they do call it a regulation, huh?
Yeah, regulations, yep.
But, you know, the thing we have to look at, too, we do have a couple of pretty good guys in LaMalfa and Nielsen the way it's looking now, though, we might lose them with this redistricting situation that's
happening.
That's... We would lose them both, and that would be a travesty. So I want to encourage people to write and write and write and call and write and call Sacramento that we don't want to be redistrict, you know, and have and lose that representation we have now.
Yeah, I don't, you know, again, you know, who comes up with the redistricting? You know, they say it's, you know, half Republicans, half Democrats, and what, some independents? And the proposed redistricting has LaMalfa and Nielsen going into another district.
Yes.
And we're going to have, and ours would be a guy named Logue, and I don't know who the senator's
who
supposed to
are
be.
These people, and we need to pay attention. When could this possibly happen, if at all? When?
I think in the next couple, 3 weeks. I mean, that's the thing. That's why we try to bring this stuff to the forefront. And you guys are great. I mean, you know, there's... You two are good on getting the word out and you know, the informative. I mean, there's other stuff that's, you know, there's fun things that are happening around Reading and all that sort of stuff that people have on their radio programs. But you guys seem to have a great mix in being able to inform people and let them know. But you might want to have Erin on for her to talk about that a little bit as far as the redistricting, because it's an important deal. I mean, we could really be in a world of hurt here if we lose those two guys.
Is there a way that we can find the redistricting letter? And I also know that there's something that's been sent to us from Brenda Haynes that talks about the citizen mass letter, and we could possibly make copies of that here for people to come in and get these letters. And I know that this sounds to me as if, close your eyes, this takes immediate action. This is not just, I'll worry about it next week. This is something that we need to get onto right now.
You're 1,000,000% right, Linda, and you can just call Linda. In fact, Sally just came in here and said she's going to send you that right now.
Well, we got some from Brenda Haynes too, so yeah, send it to Linda or myself.
Okay, we'll send that. She's sending it right now.
Right.
She's on the computer sending it to you right now in the letter that you just requested.
And what we'll just tell our listeners is come by the station. We'll have a stack of them, and I'm sure at that point they can sign them. And then where would they send them?
I would imagine that they would send them to Sacramento, and you'd want to send them to the governor. You'd want to send them to, I would imagine that's. But I'll have Sal go ahead and put that on the email.
Excellent.
And so she'll have the exact directions of where and where to. I can hear her in the background; she's on it.
Okay.
Okay. The address will be on the letter.
Great.
All right. So the only thing they have to do is print it out. When we send them out in the emails, we'll put it on the website so they can just send it out and say, "Hey, we don't like this."
You guys are awesome.
Okay. Hey, well, you know what? Hey, you know what? If it's, you know, Nielsen and LaMalfa, they have done a lot for our community. You know, there's people that don't agree with that. Okay. But it's one of those things that we know what they've done, and we're talking about people we don't know that haven't been in the area, that don't know who we are. They're going to be representing us. You can't help but think, you know what? Are they going to do as good a job? If you want to redistrict anything, why don't you redistrict everything out of the Bay Area? You know, I mean, that's, you know, everything they're doing is questionable. But again, it's those kind of things, is that people said we voted on redistricting. So what we've got to do is let our voices be heard.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Then tonight, 6 p.m. at the former Bonneview Baptist Church. Now the
Destiny Fellowship, 2570 Bonneview Road. Can't miss it, though. We have the big Tea Party sign out in front, and I really think people are going to have a treat tonight. But not only that, but to find out exactly what is going on in Sacramento as far as our gun rights going. I know that's near and dear to most of our hearts here.
It is. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Thanks, you too.
You bet. Right. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:13 in the morning on July the 18th.
Thank you. I've got you under my skin.
Save the date. On Friday, July 22nd, come down to Wind River Casino and check out Reading's hottest new bar in town, Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Don't miss this grand opening celebration. The celebration starts at noon. Prize wheel, drawings, giveaways, appetizer specials, drink specials, and much more. Drawings start at 1 o'clock. Sports memorabilia, Colt 45 tickets, Shasta Raceway tickets, and the grand prize, San Francisco Giants tickets, plus the gas to get there. Come down for your chance to win. The Colt 45s will be here from 2
2 to 4 o'clock for a meet and greet and ticket giveaways. The grand opening celebration continues with live music on the stage at 9:30 featuring Clear Cut. For more information on Wind River's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge grand opening, log on to windriver.com or check updates out on Facebook. Better yet, on Friday, July 22nd at noon, head down to Wind River Casino and check out the all-new Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table, and get peace of mind today for less.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carlin and the Bot. 8:17 in the morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Leah at 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He is our eye man of choice. Yep. He has taken care of us. His staff is very professional. He's got an on-site lab. He's got glasses for the whole family. He has been in the business for over 20 years. We are endorsing Dr. Joseph Leah. Again, 1751 Hartnell Avenue, suite number 1, 223-2325 is his phone number. Give him a call. You've only got two eyes. Why don't you go down there and make sure they're being taken care of? Okay, Megan Rapone? Is that it? Is that how you pronounce it? Rapone? The soccer player? Mm. You're a big help, Bad Bob. they finished, the world's team, the U.S. team finished second. Japan beat them in a shootout at the end. They tied at the end of the regulation time. They had a shootout and they lost. But, you know, they did a great job. You know, Megan became world famous with that crossing kick that she made in that one game against Brazil. And one of the things that's come out was that mom, Denise, has worked at Jack's Grill for 24 years. You know, we've had the owners of Jack Grill in here, and they talk about how the people that work there for a long time, 20, 30 years, and you can understand why. It's a good place to go to. All right. Gold prices. Has anybody been watching gold prices? $1,600 an ounce. And silver, I think, is up to 40. And there's a lot of debt fears out there about what's going to happen to our debt. But what's going on in Europe right now is euro's taking a beating. And they're really fearing a crisis in Europe right now. So what they're doing is they're buying gold. And this isn't an ad for people to go out and do it, even though Patriot Gold and Silver down on Eureka
is one of our advertisers. But this is something that we've been watching. This we've had people come on to talk about it. Not just people that are in the gold industry, gold and silver industry, but other people who are in investments, and they believe that in many cases you should have gold or silver as part of a diversified portfolio. For me, a portfolio was I had like the silver I have in my pocket. And the oil that that goes into gasoline in my car, but $1,600 an ounce. They're really. It looks like things could happen over in Europe, and so this is why it's driving the price of gold up. We wanted to talk about some of the things that were happening with the latest from the government and the debt. Are we going to raise the debt ceiling? And right now, the battle's on. Are they going to raise it? Are they not going to raise it? The problem is the Republicans led Congress is saying if you want to raise the debt ceiling, the only way you're going to do that is if you promise trillions of dollars in cuts. You've got to get into everything. Even, and Obama says, fine, everything's on the table, yet nobody seems to be able to pull the trigger on this. How can you raise the debt ceiling? And one of the plans is, fine, we'll do $2.4 trillion, and then you've got to make that much in cuts. And then another year, raise it again. Obama wants it all at one time. He wants it to go past the 2012 elections. And frankly, the president's in trouble in the economy. I mean, the economy is still not doing well. Unemployment figures every week, new unemployment figures every week, are still well over 400,000. They dropped down below for a while. Now they've been back up for a couple months. The the rate of unemployment is still holding at like 9.1, and unless you're living in Redding, and it's 16 or 17%. State of California, I think, is still at 12%. So we're still in trouble there. So what is going on with this? And by August 2nd, they say they have to have it done. I believe by August 2nd. If they don't, we run out of money. And Obama has said, well, then Social Security checks. I can't promise Social Security checks will go out. Even though Social Security funds come out of a separate fund than the rest of this. Military retirement. He talks about all of these that won't go out. But what about money going to the UN? What about the money going to all these other countries? What about money being spent on people that are not our friends? What about people that are coming across that are living here illegally? Will that money still go out? But yet people that are veterans, retired veterans, and people on Social Security, citizens of our country, they won't get checks. What exactly is the priority of President Obama and his administration? We have to take a break here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a federal memo on medical marijuana. Then we're going to get into our last half hour about the VA and what's going on with our veterans. Is there literally a war going on with the Veterans Administration against the veterans? We're going to talk about that. This is Carl Lindebot, 8:21 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Music is in the air and dinner is being served every Friday and Saturday night on the patio at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Discover the unbeatable combination of great food, refreshing beverages, good friends, and live patio music in the cool comfort of C.R. Gibbs outside patio Friday and Saturday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. C.R. Gibbs American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen, whether for Sunday brunch served 10 to 2 p.m., Nutsy Hour every day from 4 to 6 p.m., dinner inside the restaurant, or all of the above on the outside patio. C.R. Gibbs' extensive menu includes salads, seasonal entrees, C.R. Gibbs' famous fish tacos, peel and eat shrimp bowl, and so much more. And of course, you can always top off your meal with a special C.R. Gibbs dessert. Join us on the patio this Friday and Saturday for music and dining, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Gold Mart annual estate sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Oh, oh, oh.
Waterworks Park proudly presents Kids Unlimited 2011. Inspired to entertain you and committed to be the best they can be, these talented youth take to the stage at the Reading Convention Center, providing entertainment to rival any Broadway show. Support our youth, the best of the best, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, as Kids Unlimited present four performances of Off the Charts. Tickets are on sale now for four amazing performances at the Reading Convention Center box office or online at readingconventioncenter.com. Move over, Broadway. Here come Kids Unlimited, sponsored by Waterworks Park, KRCR News Channel 7, and Charter Media. Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart annual estate sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Reading.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane, or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460. Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're chatting live at KCNR1460.com, 8:25 in the morning, July the 18th, 67 degrees rolling in there. And there was a tragedy before we get into the other stuff about Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, you know, so, yeah, just news has it that she and Mark Anthony in year seven are separating. But here's something that I came upon that I'm sure a lot of you are going to weigh on. Jane Fonda says she's been banished from QVC amid concerns about her political past. The network says it was a routine programming change. Seems that Fonda was set to appear on the Home Shopping Channel on Saturday to promote her new book on aging, Primetime. But the day before, she learned her segment had been canceled. In a statement posted on her website, Fonda says QVC told her of receiving a lot of calls, quotation marks, from viewers criticizing her opposition to the Vietnam War and threatening to boycott the show if she was allowed to appear. Fonda goes on to say she is deeply disappointed that QVC caved to this kind of insane pressure and declares, "I love my country." Let's see if we can find anything else that's worth talking about.
May I comment on that?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what I'm hoping.
Jane Fonda, I hope you're never on TV again. I mean, let's just face it. I mean, what you did during the Vietnam War was treasonous. And you should have been put up for treason. I mean, that's just the way it is. You went over there to North Vietnam while we have a war on, while Americans are dying. You'd get your photo taken behind a anti-aircraft gun. Oh, I was so naive. No, you weren't naive. You were in your, you know, you weren't 12 years old, and your parents didn't tell you to do that. And do you, and you know what? If one thing that that Vietnam veterans, for the most part, not all, but people from that era can agree on, was that what you did was so wrong.
Okay, so here's just a little couple, two paragraphs or two little things I want to read because, you know, I understand that feeling of somebody spitting, burning the flag, how horrible that is. And she puts in her book, "In the 2 minute lapse of sanity will haunt me until the day I die." She wrote this in her 2006 autobiography. She also says that she, even though she still defends her anti-war activism, Fonda has acknowledged that the photo incident was a betrayal of American forces.
Well, it was.
All right.
And what but what does she want? It's like they're trying to make her one of the top 100 women of the century. Give me a break. For what? For what? Because she married Ted Turner? Because she's an actress? Why? But what she did was a treasonous act.
oh, it was a, you know, it was a bad moment for 2 minute moment. No, your whole action for that whole time was like that. You know, and so people can, you know, guess what? People still have the right to complain. People still have the right to say, you know what? I'm not going to watch your
show.
Well,
that's what they did. They had several calls from QVC. I'm not shopping on your channel anymore if you run Jane Fonda.
Well, you know what? And, you know, you say, well, is there forgiveness? Well, I don't know, Jane, is there? Well, how do you really feel? You know, Jane Fonda, as, you know, the one time that, you know, that you know, she's come back and she says, well, I've apologized and they've accepted it. I don't think they've accepted it. I don't think there's a lot of people that have accepted what you did then. So, you know, I can understand. I mean, Jane Fonda, and you know what? It's passe at this time. I don't know if she talks about health and fitness. But at one point, she had a huge, huge impact.
It's still going on. This is just very, very, this is proof that your behavior can follow you around the rest of your life.
Yeah.
If you do something that is...
That's considered heinous,
yeah,
by people.
It is.
Like this woman that just got let off, you know, for...
even bring it up in front of Tobacco and Brew.
Right,
I mean, God.
Yeah. Oh, no. But the woman
the
that
writers,
was just let off down in Florida.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to follow her around the rest of her life. You know, what happened? Casey Anthony. And her daughter, I think daughter's name was Kaylee. But that's going to follow her around. I mean, it was something that will never end. And it won't as long as people are still alive. And remember that day. Remember those photos. Carl and the Bot. We're going to take a news break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the veterans and the Veterans Administration and what's going on there. Join us after these messages.
Radio, I'm Pam Puso. With an August default deadline nearing, the nation's debt dilemma remains unresolved.
With the White House talk seemingly out of gas, House Republicans are revving up their cut, cap, and balance plan. It would cut spending, cap it as a percentage of the economy, and begin the process of a balanced budget amendment. Only then would the debt ceiling be raised.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowitz at the White House, a bipartisan alternative emerging in the Senate. It would give President Obama the power to incrementally increase the debt limit without congressional approval. Another resignation in Britain's phone hacking scandal.
First, the head of Scotland Yard stepped down over the agency's role in the investigation, and now the assistant commissioner, John Yates, has joined his boss.
Fox Radio's Emily Wither, the matter shutting down a newspaper owned by News Corp, the parent company of Fox News, Britain's prime minister planning to address the issue before Parliament. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle an addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready. to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at 5starbank.com. 5-Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't miss the summer music series at Anselmo Vineyards every Saturday night in the music room. New artists will be appearing with wonderful musicians like Chris Lauer, Holly Day, Carrie Robinson, Charles Villona, Rick Hill, Candace Lavolsi, Pat Karch, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Dan Kinkle, and yours truly, Linda Bott. Make your reservations now at 474-5546. That's every Saturday night for the Summer Music Series at Anselmo Vineyards. Enjoy five-star cuisine, breathtaking ambiance, and great wine tasting. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Smile, though your heart is aching.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Took a little drink of coffee there.
Yeah, welcome. Okay, Bob, you get in here and you talk too. Then we can all talk. Hey, 8:35 in the morning, Carl and Bob, July the 18th, 67 degrees. At, hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. KCNR 1460 is our chatting room. But I tell you what, name mention Fonda's name. It jumps in there with everybody starts writing in big letters there.
And a few emails on top of that. What?
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. It's right off of Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black, they give great haircuts. It's like a throwback to the old barber shops. Great conversation, and they give veterans discounts. Go in and tell them you're a veteran, and you will get a discount. You can mention Bad Bob's name, and the only thing they will do is giggle. But still, that's Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a great place. That's where we go to.
All right, you guys, a couple of things that we want to talk about here on a social front. Riverfront Playhouse, you know how much we as a community love to support Riverfront Playhouse. A show going on, Cheaper by the Dozen, is playing right now. And it's we've got tickets here. So I've got, four complimentary tickets. This is actually for the 30th. These tickets are for our media night, KCNR, what they do at the Riverfront Playhouse and the board. They go around to the different stations and they say, what's your media night? And we picked out the 30th. So for that particular night, which is KCNR night, we get some tickets and we want to invite our listeners. So Cheaper by the Dozen, I think this would be a really great family film, so I'm going to give four tickets away. The performances are Friday and Saturdays at 7:30 and 2, and that goes from July 16th to August 13th. Well, we already know that we're in the next one, so you probably want to take a look and go online to see exactly what the dates are, but it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday usually is how it works. So this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all the way to August 13th, four tickets for the first caller today. Happy Monday. Here at KCNR, give us a call, 605-4567. That's four complimentary passes, which, of course, equates tickets to Cheaper by the Dozen.
Okay, Paisano Days 2011, it's coming again, August 5th and 6th. I'm sure we're going to probably be rolling through there someplace. On the 5th, a big spaghetti dinner. Let me tell you what, this is the best dinner you could possibly have. And it's $8 for adults, $4 for children under 12, all types of vendors, craft booths, and the Lou White Band will be there. And the start of the Bokeball Tournament. Gonna have a ceremonial first roll by Mike Quinn, our sister station here at KLXR. And we're gonna be there just because we like being there, we like Italian food, we like Paisano Days, we like the Lou White Band. What can I say?
Luigi
and his group is wild. The group. They'll be out there and catch them early because they start hitting the wine early. Okay. Okay, let's start talking
veterans. Well, Bisonadays is really fun. It's outside. I love
that.
It's
wonderful.
Beautiful.
All right, let's start talking veterans here. If you know, people that are in the chat room, if you want to go over to Redding.com, do Time Under the Helmet, blogs I've been writing. I've been written, and a couple I've written in the last, since February, about the Veterans Administration and what's going on with the veterans. I've been hearing things. People have been stopping me. People have been sending me things talking about what's going on with the veterans in the Veterans Administration. First of all, let me draw a line here. The Veterans Clinic we have here in town, Pete Privett and his people there, are doing an outstanding job. An outstanding job of what they've got. And I've talked to a variety of people. There will be some people say, oh, no, they could do this, they could do that. Yeah, they could. But overall, everybody I talk to, the Veterans Clinic right here is good. When you start talking about how the Veterans Administration is handling the process of paperwork, it is as if they don't care. Now, I'm not saying that's the case. What I'm saying right now is they've got close to a million case backlog. A million case backlog. It's increasing at 2,000 per week. And when you get into this, my friends, and you think to yourself, how could this happen? Well, it didn't just happen with the Obama administration, though they've made it worse. It started well before that. I'm not even sure it started in the Bush administration. I think you'd probably have to go back into the Clinton administration when all this started because they haven't been putting the money into it. But especially in the Bush administration, because we went to war in 2001, and we've sent hundreds of thousands, if not over a million people into combat in the last 10 years, and the system has not been set up to take care of them when they come home. We have cases that adjudicate 6, 7, 8 months, if you're lucky. We have some that drag on, in some cases, down to the VA down in Oakland. And we're going to talk about this. It's gone on for 2 years, and you've got some, and I'll read about that in a second, for decades. And why is this? It is poor training, poor attitude, extended medical leave for people that are supposed to be doing this. Extended medical leave because they're under pressure to get all this stuff done and they get sick. We have a lack of caring at levels, and people just don't understand. Maybe there's good intentions out there, but they are just not following through. We've got to take a break. We're going to be talking about veterans' issues, and the VA is at war with our veterans. We're going to talk about what our representatives have done about this. It's 8:41 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Waterworks Park proudly presents Kids Unlimited 2011. Inspired to entertain you and committed to be the best they can be, these talented youth take to the stage at the Reading Convention Center, providing entertainment to rival any Broadway show. Support our youth, the best of the best, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, as Kids Unlimited present 4 performances of Off the Charts. Tickets are on sale now for 4 amazing performances at the Reading Convention Center box office or online at ReadingConventionCenter.com. Move over Broadway. Here come Kids Unlimited, sponsored by Waterworks Park, KRCR News Channel 7, and Charter Media. Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
I am so excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Ginsu knife. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the state fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one. Free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It lasts for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As seen on TV Store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Reading. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV Store. Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host, Judy Maxwell, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Join the adventure at Grace Baptist Church on Churn Creek for their Vacation Bible School. Rev it up, full throttle for God. Encouraging Bible stories, inspiring crafts, innovative games, puppets, skits, prizes, and snacks. Mark your calendar and bring your children, grandchildren, or friends to Grace Baptist each day, July 18th through July 22nd, from 9 a.m. to noon. Ages 3 through 6th grade, this could be their most exciting vacation all summer. Call Grace Baptist for more information, 222-2128, or register at www.gracereading.org.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR 1460. It's currently 68 degrees here in the beautiful North State, Redding, California. We love it. Carl and Linda Bott here. Let's go to the lines. Good morning, Don. You are live this morning, Monday morning, here on KCNR.
Good morning. I heard, and I don't know if it's true or not, that in some of the countries, when they call the reservists up, they're charging them for their meals, and some of the servicemen. Have you heard anything about that?
For our country? In our country?
Yeah. Yes.
I have not heard that. You know, but usually if, you know, if it's a reservist or something like that, that, you know, they have on the, they feed them on the weekends. And if they call them up, they're on active duty. And what may happen is if they're traveling or something, they pay for the meal, but then they get per diem afterwards. That pays for that per diem, you know, pay per day. But I have not heard that they've had to pay it. I mean, I would hate to think that. You know, what next thing, what is it, next thing you buy your own ammunition? I know Obama wanted the veterans to pay, you know, for them to use their own insurance to pay for war injuries. That was early on in his administration. He the out war was so bad that they quickly let that one go.
You know, it seems to be that we have all these things they want to do until something happens to one of them and their family, and then they say, "Oh my gosh, we can't do that."
Well, you know, the thing about it is when you start a war, and it wasn't Obama didn't start the war, but you know what, he hasn't ended it. When you start a war, you've got to figure that there's going to be casualties, and there's going to be casualties, and there's going to be people that are leaving for 4 years, 5 years, whatever, 6 years. You know, it's multiple combat tours, multiple deployments. And they come home. Guess what? The Veterans Administration is there to help them. You know, people get injured, and they get injured while you're in combat. And to have almost a million cases backlogged is just almost criminal.
Well, it's a simple answer to a lot of these problems, and you know what it is? Get rid of the Obama administration.
Well, you know what? I would say that that's a start, except that it was during the Bush administration. Well, we did. We got rid of the Bush. Well, yeah, he termed out. But a lot of this started with him. And the whole thing is that, you know, Obama has, you know, talks about, and his wife is, you know, talking in support of the families, you know, blah, blah. Okay, that's great. We still have a million case backlog, and it's increasing every week. It's increasing every day. And the reason is they don't have the people. They don't have the money. They don't put the money to it to train the people. And in fact, when I first wrote about this last February, one of the things they were trying to do was change the attitude of the people handling the request, handling the paperwork for the veterans, change their attitude. I mean, what's that?
Let's stop sending money to Pakistan. Let's stop sending money to these places that war on us. Yeah. Let's use
like the UN.
Economy.
Well, you know what? In our own state of California is doing the same thing. they cut, you know, they delayed the veterans home that was in there. And why are they delaying the veterans home? Oh, we don't have the money. Well, yes. Yes, we do have the money. We do have the money. We just don't have the priority of how we're going to spend it. That's why the money's being, you know, taken away from it. We'd much rather spend it for people that are here illegally. We'd much rather spend it on people that are not pulling their own weight instead of for veterans that, you know, to have a home, to have a place to go to. We've stopped the Welcome Home veterans, Operation Welcome Home, because, oh, we don't have money for that. Yet we've got 30,000 veterans coming back a month to the state, yet we don't have the money to do that. Yet we have the money to take care of people that who've made lifestyle decisions and are in, you know, are taking drugs every day. We take care of them by giving them money.
How about Carl Bott for president and Linda Bott for secretary of state? If you can govern as well as you dance, we got it made.
Thanks, Don. Don Shulman, the Don Shulman Show. You know what? I love you, man.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, you know what, though? But this is it. You know, here's, let me read this part to you here. This comes from, for about the veterans. A national expert said Klobnax, and this is a guy that was commenting on how bad it was, and he's in the Veterans Administration, Richard Cohen, who is the executive director of the National Organization of Veterans Advocates, said the VA has a backlog of 800 initial disability claims and 200,000 appeals. The agency has been focusing on a mountain of initial claims, which means appeals are taking even longer. And then the appeals, you know, if somebody, here's what happens is you go in, they go in for a physical, they go in to say, hey, you know what, this happened to me, I was on active duty. They, you know, they get a, you know, so they're seen, it goes into the this bureaucratic black hole, comes back a year later and says, okay, yeah, your left elbow was injured, but it's not as severe as you think. You know, even if, you know, your elbow, you can't move it. So then you'd have, wait a minute, I want to appeal this. Well, then it goes, in our case, down to Oakland. Things down there have been going on for 2 years in delays. They've just put 28 people up for further training, which means they're getting even further behind. Go to Time Under the Helmet, Reading.com, the blogs I wrote, all that's in there. These are statistics that have been sent to me by people in the agencies. You keep getting another ride on what we call a hamster wheel, Mr. Cohen said. He said they can drag on for a decade or more. Most VA employees seem to be decent people who want to do the right thing, he said, but they are hobbled by poor training and inadequate oversight. The system is broken. Anyone who works with it or has contact with the VA knows it's broken. But the VA is like the Titanic trying to change course. Well, it's not working. Got to take a break here. Veterans Administration, put together to help and assist veterans. The California Department of Veterans Affairs, put together to help and assist veterans. What good does it do if they can't do it because they don't have the people in charge of it, don't understand it, and they don't have the money to follow through? This is Free Fire Radio.
Living in a lonely world, he took the midnight train from
pick up the phone to make a little call. Free Budget Blinds is there and no time at all.
Hi everyone, this is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading, sometimes known as the Blind Guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore to your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources.
Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
My daughter swims like she's part fish, but when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back down.
Yeah, we won't back down.
No, I won't.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. You're fighting. You know what? We're fighting for the veterans. We're fighting for just the things that are not. Do them, okay? Get it out of your mind. Do them. These are things, these are rights that veterans have earned. These are rights that veterans have earned by putting their lives on the line and in many cases being injured. They come home with things. You've been in the service for 10, 15, 20 years. There's an accumulation of injuries that happen. So when you get out, they give you a physical and they go, okay, this is wrong with you. And then they send it in to the bureaucracy that just holds it. Months, years, whatever. Post-traumatic stress. Let's talk about post-traumatic stress. The post-traumatic stress that people had in during Vietnam and not realizing it, wasn't identified. The talking about, you know, like 20 years later. 20 years later, they're starting to figure out, well, is this why I couldn't hold a job? Is this why things were tough on, you know, on the family and all this? Post-traumatic stress. Yeah, post-traumatic stress. That, you know, they're saying now is that 90% of those returning from combat have it. Well, you know, I don't know if that's a true number. I don't know. But see, you're not going to know because it takes so long. And then the Agent Orange. They're saying, well, you know, a lot of this is because of the Agent Orange that, you know, they've just said is that so many new diseases have been identified with Agent Orange. Well, the people who have been putting their claims in for decades have been saying, I have a kidney that's gone because of Agent Orange. And they finally, the government gets around and saying, well, you know what, you're probably right. So all those claims popped up. Well, we're trying to fix those. Well, at the same time, you have this influx of veterans coming home from Iraq, Afghanistan, and now Libya. Another adventure that President Obama has gotten us into that nobody really talks about. Are we still fighting over? How much are we spending a day in that? If we weren't spending $1.5 million a day there, how about putting that into the incredibly underfunded Veterans Administration to help our people? And now, what have people done? What has Senator Boxer done? What has Senator Feinstein done? I've sent them emails trying to get a response from them. At least Congressman Herger has gone to the Veterans Administration and said, what is the reason for this delay? And in January, Shininsky came out and said, well, we don't have enough people, they're not trained well enough, and they're on extended medical leave. And this is in Oakland. This is for the notice of disagreement, if you disagree with what's been said. So then what happens? Okay, so now it's gotten worse. And so Congressman Herger's gone back again and said, you need to put some emphasis on this. The people from the veterans from the North State, and we have a heavy veterans population up here, is under attack. It's as if they don't care about the veterans. The holding of the claims, the holding of the request, the holding of the nods of the if you disagree with them, just keeps going on and on and on. What are our elected representatives doing? You know, we talk about everything. We're talking about in the state of California. Oh, you know, marijuana. Oh, ammunition. Oh, let's teach about different lifestyles in school. What about putting some emphasis on the veterans? Do they care? How many of them are veterans? How many of their kids are veterans? That's what you got to ask yourself. How many of them have been fighting? How many people in their family? How many people does it touch? And I bet you. Look at the Obama administration, at his level. How many of them are veterans or have people in their families that are veterans? What is Senator Boxer and what is Senator Feinstein doing about it? Why don't you just write to him? What are you doing about what's going on in this tremendous backlog in the Veterans Administration? Write to them. Call their offices. Send them emails. What are you doing to help our veterans? Look up their, we'll have their addresses and everything on our website. But something has to be done, my friends.
All right. Tomorrow we have Sheriff Basenko.
Sheriff Basenko's on tomorrow.
And we have Arlene from the Muscular Dystrophy Association. We always like to keep abreast of what's happening in our community.
That's right, because Wednesday I'm being kidnapped.
Ooh.
By the MDA, and they're taking me down to Logan's.
What do I have to do?
You have to raise money, honey, to get me out of there.
You're kidding.
No.
What?
At least 50 cents. They tell me I need so much money. We'll talk about it more.
Please let me know. Thanks for telling me now.
Well, you know, we had other things. Hey, we got to run. Hey, thank you for tuning in. You know, the veterans issues, they're not going to go away, my friends. We got to get involved with it. You got to get into it and fight it. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.